USA Radio News.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And a big old country howdy to you. Welcome back to the big show. I got to say that like twice a year. It just whatever. The program. What is the program? It's Bucket Strategy Investing. And we do talk about buckets and bucket strategy. In fact, that's one of the things we're going to try to get to a little bit later on this hour, talking to you about buckets number one and two. We didn't get a chance to get to it in the previous hour. So if we can, we're going to do it. But coming up this hour, we do have more strategies for you. We got more answers to your money questions. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here with me, as always, from Lucia Capital Group, ready to take on your most challenging money issues. We had a few challenging calls last hour and topics. So keep that up. Good stuff. Emails, phone calls, it's all just ahead. Got, let's see, about two, three, four lines open, something like that. I can't see it. Anyway, 877-PLANNER. You can give us a call, 877-PLANNER. You send your emails directly to the studio here at wealthed.com. You'll see the little link near the top that says Find Your Answer. That's what you click on. It's there near the top of the page. And send us your emails. We will get to those this hour, one or two anyway. Also this hour, as all the others, don't forget, it's brought to you by the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. We thank them for that. Maybe you have a question that you want answered off the air. You want to talk to somebody about your retirement plan. You don't have a retirement plan. You want to get one. You want to call Professor Plum or any of the Lucia Capital Group Brain Trust advisors. They're all across the country. 800-644-1150 is their number. 800-644-1150. If you want a personalized buckets plan, the advisors here at Lucia Capital Group will put one together for you. You know, just like we talk about on this show, a strategy. That's what you need. They'll also answer all of your money questions. Again, 800-644-1150. Our number here in the studio, that's the off-air number, 877-PLANNER. By pure coincidence, we have the planners here in studio going to help you out right now in the form of Professor Plum. So we're going to take your calls right now. We do have some folks on hold. We will get to everybody. Let's move along first up this hour to Kenny in Sacramento, California. Hi, Kenny.
Hi, how you doing there, guys?
Very well, thank you. What's up?
Okay, so I'm participating in a 401k plan with my employer. He matches dollar for dollar up to 4.5%. Currently, I'm contributing overall out of my pay 13% per year. I'm married. My wife and I make about together combined income $85,000. Okay. So my question is, and I'm 51 years old, by the way. My question is, should I be cutting back on the 401k down to the 4.5%, the dollar for dollar match that my employer matches, and then invest the difference in like a Roth?
Well, how much money, Kenny, how much money do you already have accumulated in the tax deferred 401k?
$160,000.
So $160,000, and you're putting another $10,000, $12,000 a year away?
Yeah, I do 13%. I have been doing that for the past two, three years, perhaps.
And you make 85, so 13% of 85,000 is about $10,000 or $11,000, right?
Yeah.
All right, 13. Yeah, $11,000. And you're going to work till maybe 65, so another 14 years?
Hopefully. I'll be doing something. I'm not sure if it's going to be with the same the same thing I'm doing because I'm a field technician, so I don't know if I'll be able to do the same work at that
now,
at 65. But
now, will you have a pension when you retire?
No.
And
strictly 401k.
And your wife won't have a pension either?
No, she will not. In fact, she's a little older than I, and she will be retiring much sooner than I am.
Okay.
She is, and unfortunately, she doesn't have much in retirement savings as we speak.
Okay, but she does have some.
Some, yeah.
Okay, I would not cut all the way back. Because
okay.
if you're doing what you're doing now and you earn, say, a 7% rate of return until between now and age 65, you'll probably have about $500,000 in your portfolio. $500,000 is going to provide $20,000, $25,000 a year of income distributions to you going forward. That plus Social Security, you're in a pretty low income tax bracket. Now, at that level, some of the Social Security would be taxable. So you're in about, you might have a little bit of a tax bracket, but it's not going to be very much. So I don't mind building up the 401k more, but I wouldn't mind having some Roth money as well. So one of the things you could potentially do is back away. You're doing 11 right now. Back away and down to the 4.5. Back away and be able to do a Roth IRA for $5,000 a year. So do $500 a month into the 401k. That's enough to get your matching contribution. And do $500 or $400 a month into $500 a month into a Roth IRA.
Okay.
And then hopefully you can increase those numbers as you go.
Okay. And currently, also, I don't know if it makes a difference in the scheme of things. We have about 16 years left on our mortgage.
Well, where that really comes into play is that when you get 16 years out, when you're 66, you're 51 now. So when you're 66, 67, you'll be able to go into retirement without a mortgage. So you won't need as much income from a cash flow standpoint as you need right now. What's the interest rate on it?
The interest rate on my current home loan is 5.85.
Time to refinance.
Well, that's the million-dollar question for me because they always require, and I never understood the concept, if I understand it correctly, if I have considered it, but it seems like they want 20% down all over again. And I don't understand. I've been in the house.
Well, how much is the house worth?
Currently, the house is just under $400,000, and we purchased it for.
I don't care what you purchased it for. What is it's worth? $400,000. What do you owe? What's the balance on the mortgage?
I would say $229,000. I'm guessing. I don't know.
Okay. Well, then you have more than 20% equity. They're not looking for another 20% down. They're looking to make sure that the loan value does not exceed 80% of the current value. So even if it appraised for $350,000, you have enough equity to be able to get a new loan. And you probably drop your interest rate from 5 and whatever you said it was to 4 or just under 4. That'll save you a lot. And what you can do, and I've had this people say, well, I don't want a new 30-year mortgage. I want to be done in my 15, 16 years. Fine.
Yeah.
Continue making the payment that you're making right now. But into the new loan, and you'll be paid off even sooner.
Because you're not paying as much interest.
Yeah. Okay.
It'll have a lower required payment because the new loan will be a lower interest rate, it's a lower balance, and it'll be for 30 years. So the required payment will be less. But that's just the minimum. You can always pay more. And so what I would do is I would just set it up. And in fact, if I wanted to retire in 14 years, 13 years, I'd figure out, okay, how much do I have to put into this to be done with it in 13 years? It's a quick calculation on a calculator, and we can tell you, okay, you need, and that may actually even be less than what you're paying into it now because of the big difference in interest rates. So, yes, I would refinance this today, tomorrow, however long it takes, get it down into the 4 or less range, and then have them tell you, I mean, it'll be a 30. Just have them tell you, okay, if I want to have this paid off when I'm 65 or pick your number, what do I have to put into it each month, and then just make that payment. So do your Roth IRA, continue with the matching contribution, get this undone. Okay. This will help you out as well. And the idea is you'll build up some pre-tax money. You're getting a tax deduction for doing that now. And then when you take it out in retirement, if we have enough Roth money along with the Social Security, you may not pay any taxes on it if we build up some Roth with it. We should still have that $500,000, but instead of having all $500,000 in the tax-deferred account, maybe you've got $150,000 and $250,000. And so you'll still get the same money, $20,000-$25,000 a year from the combined accounts. It's just that a big chunk of it, maybe 20%, 30%, 40% of it, won't be taxable. A big chunk of it, that 20%, 30%, 40% of it, won't affect the tax on Social Security. And in that realm, you may not pay any taxes in retirement. So build up some Roth along with it, and get that house refied.
Yes. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Kenny, thank you for the call. We have a couple people I know that can help him out with that,
yeah,
too, by the way. If he wants to call Steve Allidort, you can at loanfinancialplanner.com. Look that up. But either way, yeah, 5.85, I would do that. And even if he just continued to make the payment that he is right now, if he can lower it from 5.85, his interest rate, down to, call it 4, and I don't know, maybe you can get 3 7/8, but whatever it is, call it 4. Maybe with fees, it's more like 4%. You make the same payment, not only are you going to have it paid off in 15 years, you can actually probably, with that lower interest rate, as you're eating into the principal, Professor Plum, you could probably pay it off in maybe 12, 13 years, even sooner than you expected.
Well, he would probably save, just paying it off at the same time over that 16-year period of time, a little over $200 a month. So if he wanted to, he could pay it off, you know, pay it at the higher level, what he's paying right now. I can do that real quick.
Wait, so what do you mean by save $200? You mean because
his payment
will
go down? To have it paid off at the same time.
Yeah, so there, that's $2,400 a year
that he could then put into his wife's Roth IRA. Oops, wrong number.
Well, okay, so what you're saying is take that, instead of paying down the mortgage, put it into the Roth.
Right, or continue at the same payment he's doing now. Instead of being paid off in 16 years, he'd be paid off in 13 and a half years.
Right, or he could go the Roth option, maybe have a little bit left over in the Roth. I mean, I don't know.
It's really 16 years out there, 13 years out there. I'd do the Roth. I'd use the extra money to pay the Roth.
And then once comes time, 13 years from now, or 14, 15, whatever it is,
take a withdrawal from my Roth, wipe it out, and still have money left over.
Great stuff. Great strategies. Okay, 877-PLANNER. Kenny's in a great position there. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We're coming right back with more.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Reeling in the calls here, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We had some folks on hold a second ago. I don't know if they all dropped or whatever, so we've got a couple of lines open for you. Raj, give us a call back. I know you've been on hold for a little bit in Portland, so hang on. If you're on hold, we'll get your name up there. It just all kind of went blank. But anyway, that's okay. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Strategies here and strategies elsewhere, in fact, all over the country. I want to send out this one more. You got one more alert, special alert to the folks in Phoenix, Arizona, and the surrounding areas all around Phoenix in a big, wide swath. You want to join the professor and Terry Keyes and Chris Lloyd and Ara Friedman and the whole gang in Phoenix, Arizona this Saturday. And when is that? That's tomorrow, October 8th, 9 o'clock in the morning at the Marriott Desert Ridge in Phoenix. Brain Trust going to be there talking to you about alternative retirement strategies. You will not hear this stuff, see it, learn it anywhere else except at the Desert Ridge tomorrow. And it's important stuff. Believe me, all about alternative strategies, alternative investments, things besides stocks, bonds, and cash that you hadn't perhaps considered in your portfolio, and you may need to. October 8th, Phoenix, you go to wealthed.com. Tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, be there. After that, we'll be repeating this stuff in Houston, Texas, October 22nd, and then Santa Clara, October 29th. We're making the rounds around the country. A couple other places in November. Portland is one of them. I think that's on the 12th now, in case you were wondering. It was rescheduled from October. And a few other places, Seattle, and am I missing another one?
Seattle's on the 5th.
Seattle's on the 5th of November. And then we're still working on one perhaps after the 12th, but we're getting close to Thanksgiving.
Well, and we also have a financial fest that we're attending.
Oh, that's right. That's in...
It's in Phoenix, but it's I think the weekend before...
Okay, anyway, yeah, be looking for that. So there's a whole bunch of different things that we're going to be doing, but the main thing is this Saturday, tomorrow morning in Phoenix, Arizona, alternative retirement strategies. Don't miss it, folks, in Phoenix. We really want to see you folks there. We've been coming out there several years, and it's always good to meet and greet the people there in the Phoenix and Tempe and all those other areas surrounding. All right, Scottsdale, too. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Let's get to this email here. This is from Denise in South Pasadena, Florida. I heard you on your show talking about index annuities, but I think you like them and don't like them at the same time. Can you clarify that? Says Denise. Well,
Denise, you're right.
Exactly right. You like them and you don't like them at the same time.
It's not that I like them or don't like them. They serve a purpose. And when they're purchased to serve that purpose, they work very well. But unfortunately, they're sold a lot of times in situations where they do not fit the purpose for what's going on. Or they're missold or they're misrepresented. And in those cases, I don't like them. It's not that I don't like the idea. I'm not a big fan of them today with interest rates where they are, which means that their cap rates, their earning rates are fairly low. But everything's fairly low, so everything's relative, right? But I don't like the idea of being told that I can get an 8% rate of return. Or I don't like the idea that I can be told I can get market-like returns with no risk. That doesn't happen that way. Market-like returns, that tells me that if the S&P goes up like it did in 2013, 29% or whatever it went up, I would expect to get something like that if it was a market-like return. to me, a 3 or 4% rate of return in a year where the market that I was supposedly indexed to did 30 is not a market-like return. Now, there is no risk other than the insurance company. The insurance company does guarantee the principal. The insurance company guarantees that you won't lose money on these particular contracts. But that's because you're not actually in a market investment. You're in a fixed guaranteed account. You're in an interest-bearing account. The interest is determined by some movement of an index. But it doesn't give you all the index, and they play a lot of games with them. They can work, but it takes a little bit of understanding of how the formula for determining interest rates is driven. What is the mitigating factor for what's happening? Does it have cap rates, participation rates? Does it have a spread rate? Those are all limiting factors. Is it a balanced portfolio with 60, 70, 80% of the money in a treasury account, a 5-year, 10-year treasury account, a bank account, a guaranteed account? You know, that's one of the cute marketing gimmicks that they have now, that there's no, I mean, it's a guaranteed 100% participation of the index, but the index is a balanced account with more than 50 to 60% of it in a guaranteed account that earns 1 or 2%. Well, that means I'm not going to earn market-like returns on the, I mean, only 30% of it's in the market or even indexed to the market. So I'm going to be watered down. To me, that's a participation rate. I'm only getting 30% of the upside because only 30% of the index is in the market. So you just have to be aware and understand there is no free lunch. If it sounds too good to be true, it might be. And understand. And this is where you kind of have to do a little math. At least look at the formula and look at what's happening. And don't use historical history for returns for what you're going to get in the future. Because interest rates on bonds were a lot higher in the past. So I can see a balanced portfolio historically that earned, 5, 6, 7%.
Oh, yeah.
Because the treasuries in that portfolio were earning 5, 6, 7%. But do we really expect treasuries, which current interest rates in the 1.6, 1.7 range right now, to make 5, 6, 7% over the next 5, 6, 7 years? No. So unfortunately, it takes somebody who's looking out for how does it fit your needs. In certain areas, they fit very well, given specifics of cap rates. They are not for money I need to spend next year after that. They're for money I don't need to spend for 5, 6, 7, 8 years. They have surrender charges on them. You can't even get to the majority of the money until the surrender period is over. They're not for super long-term rates of return. I don't need the guarantees for super long-term. But if I have a 5 to 8, 10-year time horizon, and I want to try to get an interest rate that's better, than, potentially better than a bond portfolio of similar maturities, I think the index annuity works very well in that case.
You know, we were talking about, what we were going to talk about, filling buckets.
Buckets, we have to go back to what is a bucket. What are we using buckets for? And in our vernacular, index annuities, when the cap rates are appropriate, fit very well in bucket number 2. The money I don't need for the next 6, 7 years, but money I do need 6, 7, 8, 9 years from now.
Yeah, you really
and
need
I
it.
Don't want to take a lot of risk with it.
That's the thing. You'd like it as I say as guaranteed as possible. It's either guaranteed or it's not. But you like some guarantees on that money where 6, 7, 8, 9 years from now it's not going to be down in value.
The principal, assuming you don't have any riders on it, The principal is guaranteed by the insurance company.
Right. So you know it's going to be there.
The interest rate is what we don't know.
Yes.
And it's driven by the performance of some index. Now, some index annuities have multiple indexes that you can choose from, and some of them have multiple strategies within each of those indexes, point to point, monthly average, monthly cap, and all these different ones. All of those strategies are designed to create an interest rate to you that the insurance company is expecting to pay. Right now, they're probably geared around a 3-3.5% rate of return over the 7-year period of time. You don't expect 8%. You don't expect 9%. Now, you could be sold that, but it's not true. On the same side, it would be very rare that it earned zero. It would be very unusual that over the next 7 years, the market is down each and every year, starting from the ending point of the previous year.
Right, because you reset at the end of the year.
At least on a point-to-point you do, yes.
Well, yeah, that's true. In fact, there are about another dozen ways that you can...
The strategy for determining the interest rate is key.
Yeah, it is, and you got to make sure that it works for you. So as to Denise, as to your question, would we like them or don't like them at the same time? Yes, but there are reasons for both. And as we just explained, that's why. All right, 877-PLANNER. We got a couple more emails to get to. If you want to email us, you go to our website, wealthed.com, at the Find Your Answer link. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, more phone calls and emails when we return.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategies workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last?
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so Call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Bucket Strategy Investing, talking about your money. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. You want to get on board now? You can. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Still coming up this hour. We've got some trivia to talk to you about. Get that to you next segment. We'll tell you what's coming up on this program over the next couple of days or so. And once again, we'll remind you in just a little while where you can meet the Brain Trust. Hint, Phoenix, Arizona. All right?
Well, you are subtle. That's not a very good hint.
That's not even a hint. I don't know what that is. Anyway, join the Brain Trust. You go to wealthed.com. All right, so let's get to this next email. It's a little bit long. I don't know how much of this you need to know, Professor Plum, so please stop me whenever you feel the urge to throw in an answer here. Linda in Reno, Nevada, who says, "Hi, Professor Plum, directly to you. I'm age 61. My husband is 68. He's drawing Social Security, no longer working. I plan to apply for mine during this month. My date of birth is January 1955. Husband's is July 1948. Now, okay, so that makes them, well, we know how old they are. I'm wondering if I'm eligible to collect my husband's Social Security. Is that what the spousal benefit is?
Well, let's go back to what she said. I plan to apply for my Social Security the month of October 2016. Well, if your birth date is 55, you don't turn 62 until next year. You're not eligible for a benefit unless you're disabled. Does she say that?
I could read on later on. But I don't think so.
Unless you're disabled, you're not eligible for a benefit.
She's military retired and getting a government pension paid by VA.
Well, there may be some disability in that.
Possibly.
Without that disability side of it, you're not getting a pension. You're not getting a Social Security benefit, at least not this October. Because this October, you're not 62 yet. You're not 62 until your birth date next year in January. Oh, wait a minute. I know what she's doing. She's applying in October 3 months early to have it start in January. She's 1 month early, actually. But
okay.
That must be what she's doing.
Must be, because you got to be 62 to get a retirement benefit. All right. Well, we'll do that. Now, more? We got more here?
She says, I'm applying. Is that the spousal benefit? If you're applying at age 62... you're not applying for the spousal first. You're applying for your own benefit first.
Right.
And only if the spousal benefit is larger than your own benefit would you then be eligible for an extra amount equal to the spousal benefit. You don't get them both on top of each other, or the full amount of both on top. You get your benefit, and if the spousal is higher, you get a little bit more equal to the difference as the spousal benefit, bringing you up to the higher number.
All right, so we've got more here. Linda says, also, my husband had a former marriage, and his former spouse collects a portion of Bob's social and military retirement.
Well,
Bob, I guess, is her husband.
So the amount,
not
that,
sure how much, possibly 40%.
The amount that the ex is receiving from your current husband's Social Security work record has no bearing on anything. It doesn't affect his benefit. It doesn't affect your benefit. What that old former spouse is receiving has no impact on your benefit or Bob's benefit. It will have an impact on the military pension, though. The military pension gets shared between the spouses, ex-spouse, and then Bob would have taken a lower benefit. But Social Security is not the same thing. The worker is entitled to their whole benefit. An ex-spouse, if they're eligible, is entitled to a benefit, and it doesn't affect the worker's benefit.
Right. Even
And it doesn't affect the current spouse's benefit. It doesn't affect the current kid's benefit if they were dependents. Ex-spouse is out of the equation.
Right, out of the equation. As you said, even current spouses, their amount is not affected if you're taking what does affect your benefit, whether it's from an ex-spouse or a current spouse, is your current age.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what will lower it for you if you happen to be taking it below full retirement age, because it is reduced for every year or every month that you are younger. Okay, now, Linda goes on. We've been married 27 years. Also, I was once informed by Social Security that if I wanted to draw my husband's Social Security, I would have to begin drawing mine first and then switch to his.
Well, it's not really a switch.
It's just
you would have to apply for your own first, and then if the spousal benefit is larger, you can get a little bit more.
Yes, and if it's not, then you're just going to be receiving your own benefit without a spousal benefit. Also, if he passes away before I do, would I be able to continue collect his Social Security, or would I end up without? Now,
well, you're not going to end up without. You're going to, you know, you've been married 27 years. You will be eligible for a widow's benefit. The widow's benefit is equal to what he is receiving, but it's reduced if you apply for it, become eligible for it, before you are full retirement age, before you're 66 and 2 months old. And so as long as he lives long enough and you are more than 66 and 2 months when he passes away, you will lose your benefit and pick up his higher benefit.
When we were living in Montana, the Social Security office there told me that they would do the calculations and tell me which Social Security I would receive the most benefit from, and that's the one I could draw. Yeah, they'll probably do that.
Well, they will.
Will I lose some of my Social Security or my husband's because of my pension? Please, could you steer me in the right direction? Share your knowledge with me. I'd like to arrive at the Social Security office with knowledge and clarity about these things. Thank you so very much. So, yes, Linda, I'm sure that's why you're asking these questions.
So the pension that you're receiving is from the military. And the military, when you're in the military, you pay into Social Security. And even though it's technically a government pension, you're not subject to the windfall elimination because you did pay into Social Security in all the years that you were working in the military. So you do not have any issue with the pension that you're receiving offsetting the Social Security that you'll ultimately be eligible for. So we don't have to worry about that. That's a good thing. Don't have to take a cut and pay there.
Yeah, again, and what we're talking about here, because we have mentioned this in the past, which has to do with the windfall elimination provision, that affects your own Social Security if you are collecting a pension from a job
where you did not pay into Social Security.
Yes, which is not true for the military, but it is true for some of the older federal employees.
A lot of municipal employees do not pay in. A lot of cities.
Teachers in some
teachers
cases.
Teachers in many states, 13 states, do not pay into Social Security. So they have issues if they have also earned enough credits from other employment to receive a Social Security benefit. But if you are receiving a pension from work where you were paying into Social Security the whole time you were at that employment, there's no offset. There's no windfall elimination provision. You get both.
No. And the good news is, too, by the way, I don't know how good news it is. It's good news for you that if you're getting a pension and you're married, and let's say it's your husband who is collecting a pension, but his benefit is wiped out because he's receiving this pension, he does not get a Social Security benefit. If when that you're let's say in this example, your husband passes away and the pension just is continued to pay to you to be continued to be paid to you, the spouse, you can receive your husband's pension and still receive your Social Security, assuming you are already eligible.
Right. I mean,
it doesn't
the
affect
the pension
you.
That screwed up the worker's Social Security benefit does not mess with the survivor's pension.
No, it doesn't.
Or Social Security benefit.
Right. And so
it's the same number. I mean, same
husband,
pension.
Right. And if it's the same amount of money coming in. In fact,
Mostly, yes.
Well, yeah, but let's say you're the spouse and let's say you're collecting your own, but it's not very much, and your husband's in this case pension wiped out their Social Security. Well, the husband passes away, the surviving spouse now can not only continue to receive the pension, but couldn't they, if the husband's Social Security would have been
right, the windfall elimination
higher?
Provision. So we have a husband, or let's say a worker.
I was just trying to make it clearer. But okay.
A worker who earned Social Security, and maybe they have a benefit of $1,200 a month.
I was going to make it high.
Well, if you make it too high, that means that they probably have enough years to wipe out the windfall elimination.
Okay. Wipe it out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
If you have 30 years of working.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, $1,200. Go on.
Okay. But with the windfall elimination, that individual's Social Security is maybe only $800.
Yes.
And so, but they're receiving a pension. And let's say they were married to somebody who was a stay-at-home spouse, doesn't have any of their own Social Security. But they have this pension, which messes up their benefit. So they're only getting $800. Now the spouse would be getting $400 as a spousal benefit. Mm-hmm. Half of, we're assuming everybody's at full retirement age. Now, when that worker passes away, assuming they had 100% joint and survivor pension option, the pension continues just as it was to the surviving spouse. But the Social Security gets redone and is now the $1,200 number because the windfall elimination provision stopped when the worker died And now they go back to the original number, which would have been $1,200 without the windfall elimination, and that's what the widow's benefit is.
Yeah, so now all of a sudden, not only do they get to keep the pension that they were getting.
And she gets to keep basically both sides of the Social Security in that example.
That's true. So
the numbers worked out.
Oh, good. Is that, that's what we mean for it to work out that way?
It was.
Okay, all right. Well, we've done this enough. So it's a little raise that you get. Now, the problem is.
Somebody has to die.
Somebody had to die in order for you to get it. So I said, the good thing, well, I mean, good for the survivor. And I'm only talking from a financial standpoint. So a lot to talk about there.
But it's the same pension, and it affects one individual's Social Security.
But it doesn't affect.
But it doesn't affect another benefit.
It doesn't affect it, yeah. And it's, you know, which makes.
That's government logic.
Well, there is a little logic in the sense that I'm receiving a pension. I'm receiving the pension benefits from a pension that's not
the logic
mine.
Is you earned it.
Yes.
The spouse didn't earn it.
Earn it.
That's the terminology.
Yes, and by earning the strict definition of earning the pension, which was working for it and then being paid anyway. Yeah, but don't question it. You get the money. That's a good thing. All right, for now. 877-PLANNER. Our number. Okay, we got a little bit of room left in the show. Give us a call if you got any money questions. If not, we've got some trivia coming up. We'll tell you what's coming up on the program Monday and more of your emails. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group coming back.
How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer. Member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I knew they wouldn't forget.
I have faith.
I hadn't forgotten. Little faces for you, skipping you right on into the weekend. 877-PLANNER, our number. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Getting you fired up. Fired up and ready, as they say. A lot of stuff. We don't have a whole lot of time in this segment, but we're going to get to as many things as we can. So that's what I want to get to. We'll tell you where you can, one more time in just a second, where you can meet the Brain Trust, but we got some folks on hold, so we want to take care of everybody first. Let's go to Michael in Orland, California. Hello, Michael.
Hey, sir. Good morning. I mean, good afternoon.
Yes. How can we help you today?
My question is, I did 22 years at UPS. I didn't get the full benefit of what I should have received if I had worked 8 more years. And I want to know, my ex-wife is going to, she's entitled to half of the money or somewhere close to it. How will that affect me, my Social Security?
It will affect your...
Will I still be eligible for it?
It will affect your Social Security not at all. Zero. Nada.
Beautiful.
Explain why, like Professor it. Plum.
Your social
she's getting half of it, so I'm going to need it.
Well, even if she does get half of it, it doesn't affect your benefit. When you look at the Social Security audit or benefit formula, when they send you that page that says at 62, 66, whatever your full retirement age, 70, that's the number you'll get, or very close to it, based on some cost of living issues. Whether she takes a benefit from your work record or doesn't take a benefit from your work record does not affect your benefit from Social Security in any way, shape, or form. Your benefit is your benefit, and divorce cannot change that.
Lovely. Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
All right, Michael, thank you
I
for the call.
I feel so much better.
Well, yeah, you should. Yeah, no, don't.
He's already lost half his pension, and he doesn't want to lose any more.
No, in fact, that's...
I don't.
Yeah, well, it's unlike a pension, Michael. That's
a shared pool of money. The Social Security is not a shared pool of money. It is your benefit is your benefit, and they can't take that away from you in divorce.
Yeah. All right, Michael. Thank you for the call. Drive carefully there, wherever you happen to be. Yeah, and that was a point that I wanted to make clear here, which we didn't really have a chance to get to necessarily last segment, which was the fact that Social Security, and that's another thing that can't be negotiated in a divorce or anything like that.
I mean, you can write up anything you want. The lawyers can tell you anything you want. Social Security is going to ignore that.
Yes, they are.
Now, the only thing that could take away your Social Security isn't a direct takeaway. It's just that you would be required to pay, you know, spousal support. And so...
Well, and if all you have is Social Security...
It's going to be hard to get spousal support. But yeah, they could say, I mean, you're getting a benefit of $2,500 and you owe her spousal support, or him, spousal support, of $1,000 or some number. It's not the Social Security benefit they're taking away. It's an indirect takeaway. But you will receive your Social Security benefit.
They cannot say you have to take it from this particular source. It's just that, you know.
Unlike a pension that actually does get split, this person keeps getting it regardless of this person.
Or however it gets split up. It is negotiable in a divorce. But
the Social Security is your benefit.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's true for exes, and it's even true for current spouses. If I have a benefit of my own and my spouse decides I'm going to take a spousal benefit, I can't say, no, you can't, because I don't want mine to be hurt. Well, it's not.
It doesn't affect yours.
It does not. The only thing that affects the spousal benefit is the person who's collecting it, and it has to do with their age.
Yep.
That's all it is.
And whether they're working.
Yeah, all that other stuff.
Whether they have a pension from work not covered by Social Security. All those kind of good things.
Blah, 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 blah. Man, it can get confusing, complicated, I guess. Now, some complicated stuff that we're going to try to clear up this weekend. I'm going to say one more time. It's my last chance to speak directly to the folks in Phoenix and Scottsdale and Tempe and the whole surrounding area.
Tantan Valley.
Tantan Valley, Cave Creek. Yeah. Queens Creek.
All those places.
The whole place. I can't.
Glendale.
Glendale. Yeah, Glendale.
Yeah.
The whole shooting match. Anyway, you want to join the Brain Trust tomorrow, all right? So last chance for you folks to sign up. I'll do it today at wealthed.com. It's the Alternative Retirement Strategies Workshops. You don't want to miss the Brain Trust. Professor Plum, you're winging your way down there today, I think.
Corporate jet is gassing up as we speak.
With a big Southwest written on the side.
You and
142 of your closest friends will be there.
We'll be partying all the way out.
All the way there, yeah. No, really, honestly, you don't want to miss this stuff if you're in Phoenix and Houston and Santa Clara. That's going to be later on. I'll tell you about that in a second. But tomorrow in Phoenix at the Marriott Desert Ridge, join the Brain Trust, learn all about alternative retirement strategies. We've been telling you about these just on the periphery here on this program, but you're going to learn all about it. Get the details from the Brain Trust. Tomorrow morning in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll have you out of there in a couple of hours. You also will learn about alternative investments inside those alternative strategies. This is, again, stuff you're not going to hear or see or read or whatever anywhere else. You're going to learn it from the Brain Trust tomorrow morning in Phoenix at the Marriott Desert Ridge. So join us. Sign up, wealthed.com, wealthed.com at the live events tab. It's all free. Don't have to. Just, you know, bring yourself and whoever else you want to bring, and we'll even supply the pens and notepads for you. Houston, Texas happens October 22nd. Santa Clara happens October 29th. Be there. Okay. Let's see. Coming up on this program on Monday, since today being Friday, Monday we're going to be talking about how you calculate how much you need in retirement. Now, a few weeks ago, we sort of got into it a little bit. We tried to sort of make a topic out of it, but calculating how much you're going to need in retirement. And I also ran across this hierarchy of, I guess, retirement needs, I think is what it was called, or retirement something about that, you know, where you have your survival, you have, you know, your basic.
I call them needs, wants, desires.
Yeah, exactly. And if you sort of group these into that, it might help you, you know, sort of figure how much you might need. But the main thing is, and we talked about this, as I said, a couple of weeks ago, the idea of what's your retirement number. You know, that was always a big thing. What's your retirement number? How do you get here? How much do you need to get in, you know, how much do you need to have a comfortable retirement?
I think maybe $20 million would do fine, but I probably won't get that far.
You know what, $20 million? I'll take half that. I will live comfortably on half that amount. Well, no. You don't know. When you're young, you just save as much as you can, right? You go off and you save as much as you can, and you hope that you get close. And as you get older, you start to get a little bit better idea of how much you might need. But once you get there, there are other things that you need to do. You need to sort of decide, okay, now that I've reached this number, whatever age it is, if you do indeed reach it, how do I make it last? So there are two parts to the calculation. So you're going to have your work cut out for you on Monday.
Piece of cake.
There you go. That's all we need. Easy to do. It's Brain Trust, right? Okay, anyway, that's coming up on the program on Monday. Didn't get to the trivia, but we'll push it off to another day. And if you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to you as well. If you need the Brain Trust, you want to talk to Professor Rick Plum, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors at Brain Trust across the country, you can reach them at their off-air number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Talk to them about your retirement plan. For Professor Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.